Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1717. What's the best exercise to lose weight? Part 1 by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. Now on Fridays, like yesterday, that's where I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today's episode is a little longer than normal. So whenever that happens, I'll read the first half today and then finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one and start optimizing your life. What's the best exercise to lose weight? Part 1 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. The best exercise to lose weight is, unfortunately, non-existent because there is no single exercise that contributes to weight loss on its own. However, by the time I'm done reading you this article, you'll be fully equipped to get the most out of your exercise routine to lose weight, hopefully mostly from fat, and keep it off. In saying that, let's go over some of the ideas as to why you're looking for the best exercise to lose weight. If you're looking for a magic pill or one weird trick, such as a special move or type of exercise, let me burst your bubble. 1. No single move will give you the weight loss results you're looking for. 2. No single 7-minute solution exists for the illustrious 6-pack abs you might desperately long for. And 3. No single dietary maneuver will give you the weight loss results you want without some combination of proper exercise and rest. The good news is you're at the right place to learn all about the best ways to lose fat, build muscle, and maintain the results. The bad news is, if you're looking for a simple one-stop solution, I'm afraid that doesn't exist. No one just did a squat or began a cardio routine or yoga and automatically lost all of their excess weight. There were a handful of changes they made to make it happen, despite what you might read in the tabloids or some random site looking to empty your wallet by means of false hopes and empty promises. So let's talk about exercise first. What's the best exercise to lose weight? There are generally two forms of exercise or two types of training most people think of when it comes to weight loss. We have cardiovascular, aka cardio training, and resistance training. For cardio training, most people think of the following: long distance running or jogging, bicycling, walking, swimming, intervals, sprinting. For resistance training, either with your own body weight or added resistance in the form of barbells, dumbbells, kettlebells, bands, cables, sandbags, and other means, most people think of the following: bodyweight training, Olympic lifting, bodybuilding, strength training, calisthenics, powerlifting. But here's a little secret I want you to know, especially if you're one of those people who automatically thinks of excessive running as the best exercise to lose weight. Lots of cardiovascular training can seem like a good idea because it burns calories. And when you think logically about this, it can make sense. The more you do, the more calories you burn, and the more weight you lose. But while this might sound right, it's not the most optimal approach. Excessive cardio training does very little for your skeletal muscle. Sure, you're using your muscles when you run, but you're not overloading them. And if you don't overload the muscles, there's little to no chance they'll change in size or strength. In fact, excessive cardio exercise can actually make you lose muscle mass over time, especially if you're on a weight loss diet, which means you're eating fewer calories than you're burning. How does this happen? Well, it happens in two ways. One, excessive exercise, not only cardio, can cause your muscles to break down into glucose for fuel. When the body is low on energy, it will get glucose from wherever it can, even if that means breaking your muscles down into amino acids and converting them to sugar. This process is called gluconeogenesis. And two, lack of stimulus and load. Muscles require resistance and movement to ensure they maintain themselves. If you don't use your muscles consistently, they atrophy. It's the classic use it or lose it cliche. So, while cardio is not the best exercise to lose weight, it can be helpful if done appropriately, alongside a proper resistance training program. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, What's the Best Exercise to Lose Weight? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. JC's right. What we are learning is that a combination of moves seems to be the best for weight loss, potential body fat loss, and just overall health and wellness. We used to think that cardio was the most important thing for fat loss. When we look at how the body uses its fuel, kind of like JC mentioned, what we've learned is that during long distance running, long distance cardio in general, the body may turn to burning fat as its fuel source. But what we didn't realize is that explanation was far too simple. There are way too many other factors that are involved into whether or not we burn fat. Your meal quality, for example, influences whether or not you may burn fat. Your age, your gender, those things also seem to matter. Let's not forget what JC mentioned, how much skeletal muscle you actually have. That may influence how you burn fat. And so for those that are trying to lose weight especially, I really like them to incorporate resistance training because as JC mentioned, when we're losing weight, a lot of that sometimes can be muscle loss. So you're not losing fat, you're actually losing muscle when you start restricting your calories. Well, muscle and water. That's not a good thing. I don't want people having less water in their body and less muscle when they're trying to lose weight. That's counterproductive. And so to help preserve that muscle, we definitely want to incorporate resistance training. Why? Because of that key word JC used, overloading. You have to stress your muscles so that they grow. If you don't, they may not grow. All right, so I don't want to steal any more of JC's thunder because I'm going to continue this post for you tomorrow. That does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.